We've got mail. Listen up. As a mother of a special needs child, I was thrilled when I came across the article, Listen Up, January 2011, referencing and reminding me about your audio recordings. Although my son is not visually impaired, it is very difficult for him to follow a story or picture in his mind what is being described. Listening while reading greatly improves both his ability to understand and his enjoyment of the articles. For those of you who take the time to read aloud and put together the recordings, please know the difference you are making with the individuals and families. Tia S.
Captivating photo. I want to express my appreciation for the beautiful and inspiring cover art on the December issue. Not only was the picture of baby Jesus adorable, but the look in Mary's eyes was captivating. It really made me think about how strong and faithful she was to take on the responsibility of raising the Savior of the world. Megan P., California, USA.
Glad I read. When I read the article, The Christmas Gift, I Didn't Want, December 2010, I realized that I had been just like the boy who never appreciated his gift. I strive to read my scriptures every day now. I am halfway through the Book of Mormon. I value these true stories of prophets who knew what is right. I am so glad I read that article. It really helped me realize how important the scriptures are. Sabrina P., Wisconsin, USA.
Overcoming fear. The story, My Brother Believes in Me, March 2010, about a girl dealing with stage fright, really helped me. I'm just like the girl in the story. It's hard for me to stand in front of a crowd of people and talk. I liked the scripture in the story, 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear. When I first read the story, I felt peace and that everything will be all right. I still feel scared of standing in front of people, but I know that by trusting in the Savior, I can overcome this fear. If I rely on and trust in Him, I can get through anything. Bati V, Utah, USA.
It gives me insight. I really liked the April 2010 issue on dating. It gave me a lot of insight on things that are coming up in my teenage years. I also like the extra smile. I laugh every time I read it. It's good to know that there are people my age reading the new era all around the world. Christian B. Editor's note. To read articles from past issues of the New Era, go to newera.lds.org.
Taking the magazine to school. I would like to say that the New Era really helps me. It is so inspiring. It is a great way to bring up the church with friends. When I bring the magazine to school, some of my friends ask me about it, which is awesome. Amber K., Canada.
We love hearing from you. Write to us by going online to newera.lds.org and clicking Submit Your Material. Or you can email us at newera@ldschurch.org or write to New Era, 50 East North Temple Street, room 2420, Salt Lake City, Utah, 84150-00. 24. End of We've Got Mail.